Dear ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the earnings call of Max Automation SE. At our customer's request, this conference will be recorded. As a reminder, all participants will be in listen-only mode. After the presentation, there will be an opportunity to ask questions. If any participant has difficulty seeing the conference, please press star key followed by zero on your telephone for operator assistance. May I now hand you over to Andreas Krause, CFO, who will lead you through this conference. Please go ahead, sir.
Thank you very much, and good morning and a very warm welcome to all of you on the phone. This is now the first quarter where Max has introduced the quarterly call. Our aim is to start increasing the communication and transparency on how Max is developing. Therefore, today I'll try to present you the figures for the first quarter of 2019. Overall, the team has started the new year with a very high demand. At this point, I'd like to introduce the names again of the team that are now participating in the Max Management Board. I'll start with my colleague, Patrick van den Rijn, who is taking the lead of the Process Technologies in parallel with his role as the general manager of the BD Tronic unit of Max. The second one is Werner Behrens, who is taking over the Environmental Technologies segment in parallel to his responsibilities as the CEO of the Wecoplan unit. And the third one, Dr. Guido Hild, who is joining Max Automation as of 1st of July and who will take the segment of Evolving Technologies. I'm very happy to have a very competent team here in the management board of Max, and I'm sure we'll master going forward the challenges we have in the group. Looking at the results for the first quarter, the overall situation of our core business, I'm very satisfied with the first quarter. All our three segments performed very well and contributed to an overall very positive development. Very good news we can report to our order intake, which is one of the key performance indicators in the group that we're measuring, as well as our key earnings indicator, the EBITDA. In the core business, we confirm that the strategic direction of the group has taken a step in the right direction. The whole management board, as well as the teams in our daughter companies, are committed to consistently pursuing the overall goal that we have set for the group, namely the direction of profitable growth. For 2019 overall, we can confirm our revenue and earnings forecast for the core business, i.e. meaning 300 million in revenue and more than 20 million of EBITDA. However, we have to remain realistic, and we also expect that the non-core business, which we still have in the group, will continue to burden the overall result. If I look at the order intake in general, the demand for the automation solution continues to be high across all industries. The order intake in the core business, meaning our continuing operations, increased in the first quarter of 2019 by almost 42% to almost 84 million euro compared to the previous year of almost 60 million euro. And let me take the opportunity to already go through some segment highlights on the three core segments. Let me start with Process Technologies. Just a couple of things to mention here. Large order of 4.3 million with ZF in China. And we also see very good order development in the acquired company in Rieti, Italy, where we could book orders in excess of 1.5 million euro. Also here, for the segment, we expect the second quarter to be equally strong in order intake as the first quarter. In addition, Patrick van den Rijn and the team for the segment has embarked on the new facility in Weikersheim to be able to complete the high order backlog. On the environmental technologies, we could get some large orders in the U.S. In the area of recycling and waste of about 7 million euro. And we see a very high demand in Russia and Eastern Europe in the segment. The order pipeline of the segment is extremely good, and we also here expect an equally strong second quarter going forward. Evolving technologies, we see a very high amount of requests in the business unit Life Science. Our Singapore location is accelerating, and the segment or business unit has to concentrate on the completion of the backlog, as we were growing substantially last year in this business unit. We also see an increasing and high demand in the packaging automation. We saw a very slow start 2018, or a very slow investment behavior, which has now changed, and we see increasing turn. Same as in the press automation and robotics business, and here we could book a series of smaller repeat orders, which will not burden the result in that type of business. So as a result, our total order backlog at the end of the first quarter went up to 182 million, almost 47% above the same period last year. The revenue development follows the strong order intake, and the good trend can also be seen here. Between January and March 2019, we generated sales of about 69 million in the core business, which is 14% above the last year. So the whole growth on the revenue side is reflected in all three business units or business segments: process technologies, environmental, as well as evolving. Looking at the EBITDA for the group on the core business side, we ended the quarter with 6 million euro EBITDA. This is slightly down to the comparable figure for 2018 first quarter with 6.7 million. However, we do have a one-off item in 2018 that could not be repeated in 2019, which was the special effect or gain from the disposal of the PACTEC business in the first quarter 2018. So if you consider this effect, we would adjust the figure. The current operational profit growth shows a 76.5% increase. Looking at the year, despite all the positive development in the core business, we have to remain realistic. We have undergo a profound transformation in the group and a repositioning. That means 2019 will remain a year of the transition for us. The undertaking of transforming the group from a financial holding company to an integrated industrial group is continuing and supported by a strong operational team in the management board that I mentioned upfront. The overall team is convinced that we will be able to master this task and the tasks that lie ahead of us. However, we see the challenges in the changing market environment, and which impact the planned rapid implementation of the measures we have decided last year. We continue to work on taking our MAX to the path of sustainable profit growth, and we are continuing the sales process of the non-core businesses, which is progressing. However, at the same time, we will draw up value enhancement plans to further develop and restructure the subsidiaries that are up for sale in order to increase any possible value. So if I summarize a little bit the overall situation, we have seen a dynamic start in the core business. The order intake is good. We are realistic, however, and we also expect the non-core business to continue to have a negative impact on the group. We see high growth in future-oriented key figures for incoming orders and order backlog in the core business. And overall, we confirm the forecasts for sales and earnings in our core business for the year. And we anticipate to remain on the above 300 million in revenues and above 20 million in EBITDA. So that is a short summary. It was the first summary in this type of forum in the quarter call. And with that, I would like to conclude at this point, and I would like to thank you for the attention, and I'm happy to answer any questions that you may have now.
Ladies and gentlemen, if you have a question for our speaker, please dial 01 on your telephone keypad now to enter the queue. Once your name has been announced, you can ask a question. If you find your question is answered before it is your turn to speak, you can dial 02 to cancel your question. If you are using speaker equipment today, please lift the handset before making your selection. One moment, please, for the first question. The first question comes from Frank Wellendorf, VM Vermögensmanufaktur. Your line is now open.
Yeah, good morning, everybody. I had a short interruption, so maybe you have answered this question I have. Can you quantify the burden from the non-core business going forward? The second question is, you mentioned possible restructuring measures for the non-core business. Could you elaborate a little bit more on that?
Right. So, good morning, Mr. Wellendorf. Nice to have you in the call. Just to answer the first piece of the question, the burden that the non-core business will have on the overall group, it is very difficult to quantify the exact number at this point in time, as we have commercial discussions with some of the critical projects in the IWM group. So I cannot give you the exact number, and I don't want to do that at this stage, not to create an expectation. However, there are impacts to come, and they are mainly related to these three or four critical projects that we had, where we have the threat of consequential damages.
Okay.
And on the restructuring measures, we do have, obviously, in IWM, in Porta Westfalica, a group implemented that looks at improving the business as we go along. That has already been started long time last year, and that is continuing, and that is meant by the restructuring measures.
Okay, thank you.
The next question is from Markus Schäubing, UniCredit. Your line is now open.
Good morning, Mr. Klaus from Nürnberg. What we can see in the Q1 figures via the homepage information is turnover and EBITDA for business units. What we are not seeing is the order intake per business unit. Could you please outline that? And what we would like to know is a little bit more on the sales process, on the divesting process, on the non-core business.
Okay. Hello, Mr. Stäubing. Nice to have you in the call as well. I couldn't hear your first question properly. The second one I hear is the progress on the sales process.
Yeah, first question was order intake per business unit. So what we have on the Q1 figure is turnover and EBITDA per business unit, not order intake.
Yeah, in the Quartalsmitteilung you find the individual business units or segments, if you want the segments. So you have the process technologies increased 51.7% in order intake quarter on quarter. On the environmental technologies, we have an order intake growth of 44.7, and on the evolving technologies, we have an order increase quarter on quarter of 28.2. Is that what you meant?
Yeah, that is what I meant. Thanks for that.
Okay, and then on the sales process, you do have the sales process is progressing. We do have an interesting market environment. I said that we have interested parties in the group companies that we are disposing for sale. We will at the end of the day do what is best for Max.
Okay.
At the moment, there are no further questions. As a reminder, if you would like to ask a question, please press 01 on your telephone keypad now. There are no further questions. I would like to hand back to Mr. Krause.
Okay, if there is no further questions, I'd like to conclude the call and thank you very much. And if there's any other questions, feel free to contact us also directly. So thank you for participating and goodbye and have a nice day.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for your attendance. This call has been concluded. You may disconnect.